And good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we now have some folks from Meadowlark Hills Retirement Community in the studio. We got Meadowlark Parkinson's Program Leader Michelle Hobb and Becky Fitzgerald, Developmental Director with the Meadowlark Foundation. Good morning. Welcome. Make sure I have you guys turned on. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wish it could be a little bit warmer for you guys to come in, but, you know, Kansas, right? What are you going to do?
Exactly.
So April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, and it's a disease that I feel like we have more of awareness than we maybe ever had, especially I was always a big Michael J. Fox fan, so that's probably where I can pinpoint where I was kind of first aware of Parkinson's, especially that last episode he had on Spin City when it really kind of addressed, and that's kind of where it kind of hit the national scene. But it's something that's still very much on all our minds and at Meadowlark.
Absolutely. So the Meadowlark Parkinson's Program is in its 11th year of providing free services to people living in the Flint Hills that are affected by Parkinson's. So we have a range of education, outreach, and scholarship opportunities for individuals and their care partners and families. As I mentioned, all of those services that we provide are free of charge. We don't want people to have to worry about, do I pay for my medication for this month, or do I pay to go to rock steady boxing class or my exercise class or my voice class? So that is really one of our biggest missions, is to make sure that we make things accessible to all so that they can live the best quality of life with this disease.
And Becky, as developmental director with Meadowlark Foundation, tell us a little bit about the Parkinson's program and just its impact with Meadowlark.
Well, my role is to help the Parkinson's program provide those free services. So we are so blessed that there's so many community partners and people who have used the Parkinson's program and were pleased with the results and have wanted to give back. So totally, the Parkinson's program is funded by charitable donations, and I help track those and solicit those and invite people to join us in our mission, as Michelle said.
And I think a lot of times with programs such as these, what's really hits home with people is just kind of some stories or just kind of seeing some success in programs like this and seeing those differences. If either of you want to share just some of the stories and just positive changes you've seen.
We, over the last 11 years, as I've said, we've been able to see a lot of great changes in people. One person in particular who was very active in our group was coming to our exercise classes, all the education meetings. But once she started adding in the Rock Steady Boxing program just one day a week, she went from coming into class with a walker or a wheelchair to only coming in with a cane if it was a bad day, otherwise walking in completely unassisted. So what that goes to show is the value of exercise. And research has shown us over the years that with the right medication and with exercise, consistent exercise and effortful exercise, that we can really make a difference in how the symptoms of this disease impact individuals' quality of life. So the disease is a progressive neurological degenerative disease. So one would say, okay, I get this diagnosis, it's the end of the line, I'm not going to get any better, just give me my bucket list and here I go. But that's not the way it is. As I mentioned, exercise and medication make a huge difference for people. So we want people to come and get involved and start using these services so that they aren't a statistic of someone who just continues to decline. We have other individuals who, once they started engaging socially even, not just to mention the exercise component, but just that social component, have improved their quality of life. Depression and apathy are the biggest non-motor symptoms that go with Parkinson's disease, and a lot of people don't understand that it truly is a symptom of the disease. So helping people to make those connections, helping them to understand that you're not just depressed because you received this diagnosis, you're depressed because you have this disease, that this is something that we can do about it. Let's attack this. Let's fight this. So it's been surreal almost to be able to see the changes in people's lives that the work that they can do in these programs can make.
In a boxing program, that's something you wouldn't think would be associated with something like this.
Right. It sounds pretty contradictory, but we have some great research out there on that as well. And really what it comes down to is when you're boxing, you're using a lot of rotation. And with Parkinson's, we get very rigid. So we work a lot on, rotating and turning. So we're getting rid of some of that rigidity. We're also working on high effort, high intensity. And again, that is so critical. It's intentional movements. It's intentional stepping and punching. And so they really do, it hits a lot of areas that are weaknesses for people with Parkinson's. Also balance and just gait and coordination. So the Rocksteady Boxing has been one of the greatest things that I think we're able to offer people here. We have two coaches that are certified, myself and our fitness leader, Jeff. And then we also are in the process of getting another person, Aaron, trained. And we are, as far as I know, to date still, we are the only affiliate of Rocksteady Boxing who provides those classes free of charge. If you were to go to Kansas City, for example, or even up in Canada, you would pay about $25 a class for the Rocksteady Boxing.
And I've actually been doing some boxing training myself, kind of on the side. And everything you said about the rotations and intentional movements and balance and just being a complete body workout.
Right.
Very, very true. My gosh, that is a workout, and especially with rotation. That totally makes sense as far as folks suffering from Parkinson's or early conditions of Parkinson's. That totally makes sense how that would work out. Brady Bowman here with Michelle Hobb and Becky Fitzgerald of Meadowlark Hills and Meadowlark Foundation. And Becky, if you wanted to share just some of the positive stories you've seen and the positive changes that you've seen.
Well, I am encouraged by the people who have Parkinson's, and I think that they have been empowered by going to the strict, I shouldn't say strict, but the Parkinson's program agenda, so to speak. But they've branched out and have wanted to do other things. And so we offer a yoga class at Meadowlark. And I enjoy yoga, and I'm in there, and there's several people who I have known through the Parkinson's program that are coming to our yoga class. So I think that they are Meadowlark is great at exposing them to what all that they could take advantage of, and they are doing that. So, and I think our leaders are really good at adapting the yoga moves to suit them, and so they feel like that they can participate and find value in that. And like I said, it's not listed on the Parkinson's program menu, so to speak, but they have discovered these other opportunities and are taking full advantage of them.
It really is amazing. You watch TV and you see all these commercials for all these sort of medications and prescriptions of all these different things, but then when you really get down to it, just a lot of good exercise like yoga, like boxing training. It's amazing the benefits of those sort of things, especially with folks with Parkinson's.
Yes, indeed. And then the other things that you mentioned earlier, Brady, something about youth and being younger. And I think it's important for people to understand, too, that this is not an old person's disease. Society often plagues it at that. But as you mentioned, Michael J. Fox is a perfect example of a young onset Parkinson's. And that's something that we have at Meadowlark as well. We have a really vibrant young onset Parkinson's group that meets in the evenings at First Lutheran Church. And it's, that stemmed from part of our community outreach. And we are able to work with Cox Brothers Barbecue. They had a personal connection to Parkinson's. And so we've been able to establish this great relationship where we have Pig Out for Parkinson's, where we basically get to go in and take over Cox Brothers. And this is our opportunity to reach the community in a very non-threatening, very comfortable manner. And for about 3 years, we started noticing that younger people were coming in to eat and kind of check out who we were without having to come onto the Metal Arc campus. Because as a young person, to go to Metal Arc Hills, that might be a little more intimidating. And so over those years, we had more contacts with these younger individuals. And when I say younger, Brady, I mean as young as 42 years old. And so they were saying, you know, we really want to do this, but we don't know how to take off of work to come to meetings during the day. We have families, we're trying to work full-time jobs, and we're trying to deal with this devastating diagnosis. So being able to have the flexibility to offer something in the evenings, these people now have an amazing relationship with each other, and they're great supports to each other. So it just, again, shows the breadth of the services that we're able to provide at Metal Arc.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back more and talk about Parkinson's Awareness Month and maybe just go a little bit more into the disease and maybe just some of the things to look out for there. More in focus coming up on the other side of the break here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source.